The Cherokee Nation's chief won't be allowed to speak on the Oklahoma House floor again, and the State Corrections Department is installing full body scanners at 5 state prisons. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief from Monday, April 20th. I'm Nick Daniels. The principal chief of the Cherokee Nation is no longer welcome to speak on Oklahoma's State House floor after he advocated for Medicaid expansion during the tribe's annual legislative day. Sarah Lisi has the details.
Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. discussed the tribe's top priorities at the Capitol earlier this month. Among them was Medicaid expansion, a key resource helping prop up the tribe's growing healthcare system.
This state can't afford to lose Medicaid expansion, and I will do everything I can to try to protect it.
House Speaker Kyle Hilberg called the speech inappropriate and addressed his concerns in a letter to Hoskin Jr., saying it contrasted with an overwhelming majority of House representatives and that other forums would have been better suited for that type of advocacy. Hoskin Jr.'s response says Hilberg's letter, quote, illustrates the great challenges for tribes in engaging with the state of Oklahoma. I'm Sarah Lisi.
The Oklahoma Department of Corrections is upping security for visitors coming into the state's prisons. DOC Deputy Chief of Operations Jason Bryant says the department is installing full-body scanner technology in 5 facilities.
It's a lot like what you would see when you were going through TSA. In an airport.
The scanners will be installed at state prisons in Hinton, McAllister, Holdenville, Hominy, and McLeod. There's already one at Red Rock Correctional Center in Lawton. The move comes as the state battles contraband smuggling in its prisons. Last year, prison officials confiscated more than 6,000 cell phones, 260 pounds of marijuana, and 3,000 improvised weapons. The man behind the landmark McGirt v. Oklahoma Supreme Court case was sentenced to 33 months in prison and supervised release for life last week. Thomas Pablo reports Jim C. McGirt was convicted of one felony count he faced in the Eastern District Court of Oklahoma.
The federal court sentenced McGirt for failing to register as a sex offender by living within 2,000 feet of a school zone in late August 2024. That's when Seminole Nation Light Horse Police arrested him for allegedly speaking with children at a playground 3 months after his release from federal prison. McGirt pleaded guilty to that charge last year, but the court threw out 3 other counts filed against him. McGirt is at the center of McGirt v. Oklahoma, a Supreme Court case which set the precedent that tribal governments have the authority to try tribal citizens for crimes committed on reservation land in the state. I'm Thomas Pablo.
And the Oklahoma City Thunder began its NBA playoff push Sunday afternoon with a dominating win over the Phoenix Suns, 119-84. OKC leads the best-of-seven series 1-0. Game 2 is on Wednesday night at the Paycom Center in Oklahoma City. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you 3 essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.